it's sort of a supreme irony here that we have now the technology so that not that many people have to work and we can produce a lot. We have the technology so we can address the vexing environmental problems with probably far less of a cost than we're going to probably have to end up paying. We have the technology so that we can have a much higher standard of living. The output per worker is radically higher than it was 50 years ago. Yet our standard of living for most people is lower. There's endless calls for cutbacks and stagnation at the same time. This enormous paradox, and it's only understood by understanding the problems built into the way capitalism works.